statement. I believe now would be an appropriate time to offer a surrender.
Well, I guess he can't speak to you, but he just broadcasts out again. Hmm. So to those other everyone else, surrender. Don't you understand who you just shot at?
Parley?
With the goddamn Nalu police.
Zero, of course, can hear nothing of this.
Yeah.
Statement. It occurs to me that you may not be capable of verbally responding to me.
So you heard QB say stuff?
Yes.
Why don't you raise a hand if you wish to surrender?
We were sent here to apprehend the fugitive Lyra.
You shot at us first, though. What the fuck's that all? Police.
Again, parlay, like, we have a medic. If you give up, we can heal you.
We were aiming for your shoulders and your legs and stuff.
Oh, you weren't aiming for anyone because you fucking missed us.
Guys.
I mean, did you see the number you did on Bug back there? Like, holy shit. You okay?
Yeah, that fucking hurt.
Here, Calyx on the comms. Hey, guys, how about you calm your shit and I'll deal with this.
Statement. That is fine.
Zero, can you even hear this guy?
Statement. Hear who?
Yeah, okay.
Calyx's turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Calyx goes up to the guy. I'm assuming I could see him from my vantage point.
Well, you know where he is.
Yeah.
You saw him crawl in.
I saw him go in there.
Plus, there's probably a blood trail.
All right, so yeah, I go into the engine block area with my med pack. So you say you're the Nalu police. That's a nice little fiction you got going there.
Tell him the job is done.
You can believe whatever you would like, Hakan. But we are who we are.
Now, I have two different options in my bag. You could probably see this as a med pack. It's pretty standard. Now, on the one side of my bag, I have something that may help you. On the other side of my bag, I have something that probably won't help you. It really depends on the answers you give me.
I don't understand. Your mind is closed to me. How is that possible?
Because of me, bitches!
Huh?
Yeah, we've met some of the lady friends of your tribe. They were quite perplexed by it too. Let's just say I have superpowers. Anyways, how did you come across this location?
We tracked signals, private messages sent by the refugee Lyra to an undisclosed location.
Is she a fugitive of some sort? Why is the Nalu police interjecting here?
Yes, a fugitive. He doesn't have a mouth, so he's not coughing the traditional sense, but he has been shot and he's starting to, like,
Caddix,
seize up.
Hang on, Caddix, wait.
See, blood suffusing.
So he's spasming, basically.
Caddix, if they can track where it's going, they can probably track where it's from. You might want to stim that guy.
I told you I would handle this.
I mean, fucking sure.
I grab a stim pack from my bag. All right, just because I like your pretty face. Here you go. I give him a stim. That should stop the bleeding for now.
He takes his arms away from his hand, but he's still bleeding. But he feels a little bit more energized. So what are you going to do with me now, renegades?
I don't know. Are we under arrest if you are what you say you are?
No, I don't think so.
Can we come to an agreement and perhaps I can maybe patch you up a bit? What? bit better.
What kind of agreement, Hakan?
I'm interested in this Lyra character as well.
I see.
Let's just say we were on patrol in the area and we caught wind of these communications going back and forth, and just like you, we were sent here by some others to investigate.
I'm surprised they would send in mercenaries. The Windu Republic probably wouldn't take kindly to the Nalu interfering.
Well, they probably don't take kindly to the renegades being here either.
Oh, I see. They don't know you're here.
Yeah, that kind of thing, you know. So, I got some, like, stuff in my pack. How about you, like, stop shooting me? Stop dying.
He lifts his hands up, and his gun's on the ground next to him. And he just kind of lifts his hands up above his head.
And tell me what information you have, because obviously it's quite clear they're, well, not here anymore.
The orders were vague, as the males of our species are usually given. We were told the fugitive Lyra had been tracked to Bellatrix, that she had gotten careless with a personal message to someone in the Vale of Tears. But by the time we got to this warehouse, she was gone.
Kibi starts making his way over.
I calm to...
Her powers of deception are obviously pretty great. We weren't able to find any trace of her.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I've been tracking her for years.
I calm to Caddix and I say, Do you need me to track her down? Do you want me to come over there and take this pad off him or whatever?
Just give me a sec, guys. While he's talking, the entire time I grab some med kit stuff. Get like some salts, kind of pour them on the wounds and stinging. That's gonna hurt.
As you're patching him up, QB makes his way over to you and just leans up against the engine blocks.
While everybody's doing this, Zero starts walking around the warehouse, gathering the bodies or what's left of them and putting them into sort of proper order, setting them down side to side. Says a quick word over them, each time a different word.
Hmm. Now, anyways, sorry about the guys. Kind of gives a shrug. Probably best not to move right away. And it's also probably best that if you go back to your superiors, you probably tell them you intersected this Lyra character's guards.
I cannot go back. The punishment for a male Nalu failing an arrest is execution.
Then what was the next step from here?
We were hoping to physically subdue Lyra and drag her back to the matriarch for questioning.
Did you take a look around the warehouse at all? Did you find anything? Or were you just kind of waiting here?
Oh, he points to a crate, and the crate's been, like, opened. Someone's taken a crowbar to it and sort of pulled it open. It was like a wooden crate. The only thing we found out of order was a crate. But someone had taken the contents by the time we got into the building.
I'll be the judge for myself. I leave a stim pack by his feet?
Tail
thing?
QB's watching.
His gastropod?
I suggest you don't move. Here's another stim pack for now. I'll be back.
QB leans over and picks up the gun that he dropped.
Kaz goes over to the crate, checks it out.
You should shoot me, Sar. It'll be better than what the females will do to me.
You can come with us and help us track this thing.
The crate, like, has obviously been recently plummeted. And there's a...
Plundered?
The crate has recently fallen from a great height. The crate has recently been plundered.
Yeah, I was a little confused there, but I wasn't
listening. And there's a distinct smell around it.
An aroma, which you
would... Is there any, like, packing materials in it?
Yeah. Sure.
The hay or stuff or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I start digging through it.
No, someone was thorough.
I also have the scanner goggles like QB. So I look around the crate inside and out to see through the different spectrums if there's any like secret messages.
I'm getting the impression of Cadix desperately tossing the packing materials out.
And while he's doing that, does anyone have a direct line of communication with the ship?
Yes, always.
Yes, okay. Always.
Someone has hacked into the hatchway and is inside the ship. You're getting an intruder alert meeting.
Bug, you getting this?
Zero immediately starts heading back to the ship. Statement. It seems there is no further risk here. I am returning to the ship to deal with the intruder.
Yeah, shit. Bug, do you want to go with him or do you want me to go with him? You could probably hack open the thing again.
I'll go with him. It makes the most sense for me to go with him. And then as Zero...
You can open it and he has guns, so
as Zero runs out, he sees me sitting on the floor, leaning my head against the wall. I kind of pick up X, put him on my back, and kind of get up slowly, and then I start running with you. I assume we're running.
Zero runs. He doesn't slow down his pace for Buck this time, though.
By the way, Bear wasn't with me.
Yes.
He was back on the ship.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's giving you tools. Giving you fun.
The Nalu police officer takes one of his nails on the end of his hand and nicks himself in the near the head. His eyes glaze over.
Fucking hell. Kiwi takes that stim pack and stabs him in the neck with it.
No effect.
It's like putting a band-aid.
Fuck! well, I didn't.
Doesn't that work?
Shoot him.
There goes your stim pack.
Wasn't mine. Cadix threw it on the ground.
Cadix has a bunch of stim packs.
He's dead and they didn't shoot him, and somebody's trying to get on our ship if you didn't see that. So either we gotta stop sticking around here or wait till whatever kills them and comes over here for us.
Over the comms, Cadix. Cadix? I got the right ship this time, right?
Cadix stops what he's doing and beelines right for the ship.
What? Where are you going?
Was that just him?
No, everyone heard it. Because she's obviously like hitting the comms on the ship.
Okay, fine. Then as
unknown intruder, you are using the comm line that belongs to the crew of the Renegade. May I ask why you are doing so?
I'm sorry if I'm a bit... Are you on the ship or you guys are still
I'm
coming back,
running
right?
To the... I mean, you yeah. decide whether I've made it there or
okay,
not.
Okay, no,
oh, okay.
So like I said, I was 20 minutes away.
Awesome. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to planetary pilot my jetpack.
Okay.
Yeah!
Fine. It's not going to take you a while, but go ahead.
So Cadix,
but I can also full throttle.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah!
So Cadix...
He said it's 20 minutes away, so it's still going to take
you
a while.
Yeah, it'll take me 5 minutes if I do it with my two
Nathaniel,
times.
How long will it take him?
So, hearing that voice, Cadix double stims himself for agility.
That's just...
I'm taking 8 strain.
Yes.
In the process.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you sustain it?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I have the highest strain on the...
Okay, so I can also take... I'm going to double check on this one. I can...
Just do it, dude.
Just roll.
Nathaniel will tell you...
Just roll and tell me what you did.
What? Okay.
Cadix. Bear's getting so big, isn't he? She's still on the call.
Yes.
Seriously.
4 success, 3 advantage.
Yeah. Okay.
Further inquiry. You seem to have personal familiarity with Cadix and with Bear. May I inquire as to who you are?
And, now that you're sort of, now that you're thinking, you realize that whoever this person is holding on the comms button, but is also using some sort of like typing sequence or something.
This is what I dreamed of.
So it sounds like, or you're getting, I don't know, the ship's detecting like keypad in use, blah 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 blah.
I'm getting the sound of someone hitting something on the keypad near the comms.
Yes, there are punches as she's speaking kind of thing.
Okay. Also, it is clear that you are attempting to perform some operation on the ship. I would prefer that you not do this. Violent action may ensue.
I'm only operating out of necessity, that's all. And yes, I'm very familiar with Cadix.
Supposition. Given the details that we have learned thus far, then, I suppose you must be Nira.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Cadix speaks of you often, in what I believe are fond terms, as well as terms of longing and desire.
I see. Well, I'm not here to harm anyone. I just need your help, that's all.
So while Zero's kind of talking to the person on the ship, you know, knows as Lyra,
yes.
Kadok chimes in. He's very short of breath because
I'm assuming the three of you are like running or possibly jogging back to the ship, and QB's
four success, like three advantage.
Zero, get off the comms. Sure. Hi, Lyra.
Yes.
Please don't go.
I won't. Not this time.
Cass continues running.
Okay, so a few more minutes pass. So you are going to make it back to the ship first, QB.
Awesome.
I'm going to say then QB makes it back first, followed by Cadix, because he's like... I meant to stay on Industrix. I really did, but they found me too quickly. They're getting better at it. They're getting better all the time. It's a miracle that I lasted as long as I did on Mole Primus without them finding us. Without them finding me, I mean.
As QB's flying, he's switching his ammo from incendiary to regular.
I left you plenty of supply last time, but I guess without the drop on Industrix, you've probably run out.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
I'm so glad to see you. I kind of suspected that you'd be going crazy by now, to be honest.
Statement. Going implies that he has not already arrived.
Has QB flown by at this point?
Oh, I've flown by so far.
QB, don't do anything stupid.
Can't promise you anything.
If you shoot her, I'm going to break your legs.
Can't promise anything.
Okay, so you get in the fighter.
Awesome. So QB, hand ID, whatever, gets in the fighter, hops through the hatch because of his incidentals, he can just tumble through the ship, and
somebody's entered the
and
ship.
As he's doing that, hits the stun thing on his thing, quick draws his rifle and aims it at Lyra.
Okay. You're brought before, as you enter the cockpit, you see two figures. One of them is Bear. And he is sort of placed upon her shoulder, kind of like doing the little cat lick thing against her face. And before you stands this sort of hazel-colored Hakan woman. And then as you bring your blaster rifle to you, your head begins to throb, like you're hit with a massive migraine. And you grab at it. And the pain is severe enough for you to have to close your eyes completely. And with the glow of your SAR gem, the feeling fades eventually. And you reopen your eyes and see a very different scene. And as you're doing that, Zero and Cadix manage to sort of come within proximity of the freighter, and you can tell QB's already inside because the thingy on the fighter's open, and so on.
Reasonable caution. Again, I would suggest that I enter first and you follow closely behind me.
This is Lyra we're talking about. I'm going in, and you know.
This is a strange sight, QB. Well, who is this person, really? The scan is no surprise to you, Zero. In fact, as you came within range, the biological sign was unmistakable. Seeing through walls has aided you as well, Bog, and there is a sensation of migraine for a few seconds as you approach the freighter, but it passes, and it's obvious to you now. The migraine hits Cadix the hardest, though. And as he runs towards the cockpit area where QB has managed to right himself,
gun train back on.
It completely floors you. you fall sort of to your hands and knees, kind of like you were almost like you were scrubbing the floor. And your body just violently begins to shake out of control. The pain of the gunshot wound returns for a second tenfold. And it just, every part of your body screams for a second. And you uncontrollably end up blacking out.
Yeah. I'm not going to mime the screaming.
Yeah. Our listeners can feel the screaming in their minds.
How would you black out?
A few hours have passed. You decided to be prudent and leave Bellatrix just in case there were more of these police officers roaming around. You're still in the Beta Tempest system, but you pulled away from the planets.
Outer rim of the parsec?
Yes, outer rim of the parsec, exactly. Just, you know, patrolling, monitors open, and so on and so forth. But you are probably invested in Cadix's state at the moment. And finally, after a few hours, he regains consciousness. And as Cadix opens his eyes, he roams around. The pain has passed now. In fact, you feel more at peace than you have in, goodness gracious, who knows how long. After the surgery at the Lazax, there was a certain elation there, too. The pain had passed, but there was still something there, a pull, you know. There was still, you know, remnants. Now there's just sort of a peace about everything, and you maybe you had a really good sleep, who knows, and you gaze around the room at the faces around you, and you scan from left to right the black metal sheer of Zero, the gray you know, unmistakable eyes of Bug, the fluffy white exterior of QB, the familiar red and yellow hues of Bear, and the scaly orange serpentine outline of a Nalu is to the right.
Where's Bear?
Bear is like on the side of your bunk, kind of like sort of next to your pillow kind of thing, sort of like hands on the top of the bed, sort of standing but with support of the bed and kind of gazing at you. He's sort of in line with level with your eyes. And he lightens up a little bit when you open your eyes.
I sit up, give like Bear a little pat and a little ruffle of his hair.
He mews back to you.
Seeing the, would we recognize this Nalu, or would we know enough? No, probably not.
Hey, Nalu. Over the course of the last 3 hours, I think we probably all heard an explanation that Cadix doesn't know yet.
Yes.
I grab the blaster rifle that's probably propped up next to me.
Yes.
Walk forward towards the Nalu. Point it at her face.
Whoa!
Don't be too rash here.
Statement. You would not wish to blast your lady love, would you?
There's a bit of a story here.
It's very complex, and it's not easy to explain.
The voice rings in your head. You're right. Maybe you should sit down.
Time for a sitting has passed. Who the fuck are you?
And she, instead of speaking right away, she lowers her hand to the ground, and Bear turns and sort of starts sort of waddling. He falls and kind of crawls the rest of the way and kind of licks at her fingers. And she pets the top of his head. And she looks back at you, hoping that's enough.
You know Cadix. You know who she is.
I mean, to be fair, at the time you didn't have the gem from the SAR, so
yes, my illusion is broken. That was most likely the cause of your blackout.
It's funny how we keep running into them, isn't it?
It makes sense how the Nalu police were around, huh?
Cadix doesn't lower the gun. He's holding it in one hand, and then the other hand, his shock glove.
Yeah.
You can see he's like little tingles of electricity passing through it.
Very active, yeah.
This
can't be real. What? Kind of looking her up and down. What is going on? What are you? Who are you?
Kat is before any...
Shut up.
No, listen to me. I didn't...
No.
She raises her hand towards you. Wait.
QB concedes.
Listen, I found you on that world they dumped you on. I'm a bioengineer from Drua. But you were Hakan, and I didn't think you'd be in the mind to listen to a telepathic snake lady. So I took a different form. And I try my best to fix your mind with the chemicals I had. The reason the drug is so illegal is, well, it's a Naulu development. One that's not allowed off-world. I didn't think it was right that we were keeping such a potent drug from people who needed it. So I smuggled it off decades ago. I've been on the run ever since. I managed to lose them on this desert world, you see. And then a few days later, I found you. And I... And she lowers her head. And I built the home that I thought you'd want. I saw your mind, Kadix. I saw every single member of your family shot or spaced. I couldn't imagine the emotional pain you were in, and I couldn't do anything about that, but I thought maybe I could patch it over the best I could. But when I came in contact with your Tsar friend, his artifact, well, it shattered that.
QB weakly just goes, sorry, it happens.
My mother, the house, the herbal medicine lessons, those were all part of the illusion. I'm quite potent in that way. My caste in the Naulu were specialized in deception and illusion. I'm not proud of it, but I thought it'd be more real for you. And she looks down at Bear. But he's real, and you're real. And he really is your son. And she looks at herself. Hakan and Naulu physiology are compatible in some ways, and in the ways they weren't, well, that's where the miracles of science came in. She stares down at him. You know, his psychic powers will probably kick in a few years. You should make sure he doesn't start levitating people or anything like that.
What?
You would have.
I...
Do you think QB listens to things when people tell him stuff?
I look her in the chest and I speak to Kadix. She's phenomenal, Kadix. She really is.
While she's been talking, Kadix has kind of been going in his mind, kind of going over his memories of what's real.
Yes.
Do the images he remembers change at all?
Now that QB's gem has shattered, the images play sort of almost like it's a split screen. And on one side you can see the memory, because the memories can't be erased. But as you sort of walk back through the memory, you sort of see both images at the same time.
The pictures in your jacket.
The Lyra of the memory, but also the Lyra as she must have been. The house that you were was no hut. It was a metal complex, a bunker. And the mother was nothing, a specter. The healing herbs and pots were bio tanks and recovery chambers and gels and pills of various kind.
So as this is happening, the gun Kadix is holding kind of starts shaking. And then he kind of lowers his arm and drops it.
Are you saying this entire time, these past 20 years were just a lie, just a fabrication, just something you can toy with?
No, no, not at all, Cadix. I really do love you. I just... How could I come to you like this, a Nalu refugee? A fugitive from my own land? It wasn't a lie, not the feelings. Some of the places, some of the people, maybe, but certainly not the feelings.
Cadix, at least... at least only the image was the illusion, and, I mean, you can spend more than one day with Lyra.
I was afraid, you know? When you were well enough to walk and leave, I didn't know if you would. So I planted a suggestion, a sort of hypnosis, that you'd have to be in physical contact with me at least once a year. And only that coupled with the drug would be enough to sate the pain. That's why it doesn't hurt anymore. Because the hypnosis is shattered.
Holy shit. It's choice after choice and choice after another choice. And this is a pretty big one that was made and continued to be made. And it was just a choice that was and is being made. And now it's choice time for you, I guess.
Zero's head is sort of on its side because he's only getting half the conversation. But as he turns to look to Cadix, he feels that he understands what's going on here. Statement. Although I do not know all the details, is this not Lyra? Is this not the person that you have been seeking all this time so desperately? The outside is just a shell. We all know that. It is what's inside that is important.
And Lyra is visibly shaking, like her hands are kind of shaking. She's got them clutched. She's trying her best to stay resolute, but she is obviously shaking quite a bit. So
I just don't know anymore. I don't know what's real, what's fabricated.
Cadix is... Yeah. Visibly crying at this point.
Yes.
He goes to, with a shaking hand, goes in to grab one of the pitchers.
Yes.
That he grabbed and takes a look at it.
It's you on the left, but the woman on the right is Nalu.
How does Cadix look in the pitcher?
You look happy. Serene, even. Especially in the pictures that they're in.
Lyra, if this really is you, do you have, like, some way to see memories of the past? Look into somebody's thoughts?
Yes. All Nalu females possess these abilities.
Then why were you scared of what I would find? Why did you have to put on this whole charade for 20 goddamn years when you should have known that the crew I called my family weren't just Hakan? They were races of all sorts. We weren't very many, but I even had stories of my father just telling me these things of how exotic my mother was, and I don't know what she was. I never met her, but every single time it's just story after story of fond memories and sorrowful loss in the end. And
yes, I know. I heard most of those stories, whether you told them to me or your mind did. I'm afraid my telepathy's not something I can turn off. And things you were able to hide from others, you couldn't hide from me. I don't know. I made a decision, and I couldn't imagine myself waking up one day and saying, "Ta-da! I'm a Nalu, Cadix." And I was trying to protect you, especially when Bear came along. There's no telling what the Nalu would do to two males associated with a Nalu fugitive.
Okay. Kadox goes to... puts the pitcher back in his coat pocket, goes for his gloves, pulls off the one finger at a time.
Yeah.
Then the other.
Yeah.
Kind of drops him to the ground.
Yeah.
And then starts slowly walking forward. Lyra, my eyes say one thing, but this right here, he's pointing to his left side of his chest.
Mm.
This hurts. This, I... And then as he continues walking forward, he basically goes to hug her.
She's wide open, so...
Does it feel familiar?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's a very familiar scent to it. Oh.
QB turns away.
Yeah.
That's a little close to home for him as well.
Yeah.
Bug puts his hand on his own chest and stares at them.
Bear is sort of standing nearby, and kind of just on the ground. I don't want to attract him too much, so...
Mm-hmm.
He's chilling.
And then he starts floating.
He's happy. His parents.
And then he reads your mind.
Bear's happy. His parents are together again over here.
While in the embrace, Kadox speaks up again.
Yes.
This scent, this feeling. His eyes are closed.
Yeah.
When I close my eyes, it's so familiar. My eyes, I just want to stab them. I don't know how to do this, but one thing keeps yelling out to me that I don't want to let you go again.
Of course not.
But I don't know where to go from here. And he kind of lets go of the embrace.
Yeah. There's one thing you could help me with. And if it works, then we can forge our own destiny. But I need the charges against me dropped. We need to go to Drua and get them to stop chasing us.
Query. Although I am loath to interrupt this intimate moment, I would be interested in the details as to what that entails.
Under Nalu law...
How are you hearing this?
Oh, I know, but she's still explaining it. She's just broadcasting one. But she's turning to you, so I guess it's just...
Yeah, I'm not getting any of the message.
So then, fine, then out of courtesy, QB said the last thing to you.
Okay. I get, maybe you're like translating like with delay or whatever. And as part of Nalu law, females who have, how would you say it, a brood, are immune from execution.
Hmm.
Raising families is very important to the Nalu. We have trouble procreating. And it is actually only 1 in 10 females of the upper castes who are able to make children. The fact that I have... And she looks kind of embarrassed. And then she looks kind of around. Cross-pollinated with a non-Nalu is kind of miraculous for my kind.
As QB...
goes beat red.
As QB repeats that to you, he's just like...
Cross-pollinated.
Ah, an excellent metaphor.
She said it.
Under... these laws, the Nalu would have to drop their larger operations, potentially dropping it to a fine, especially if I was to give back the remainder of the herbs that I have at this time. I have money. The fine would be no problem. And if we can get the execution charge to drop, then maybe they'll stop following me.
Maybe they'll stop following her. Question. Just because your kid is a cat, does that... I think that's going to be the big issue. Like, you have a kid that's awesome, but if it's not a Naloo...
I do not know how much you... And of course,
this is going to be weird, because it's, I'm going to be talking to myself in this part, Zero.
And of course, she's talking... She's still broadcasting to everyone.
Yeah.
And it's not cool. She's not bothering to close channels or anything. But, you do not understand how highly the Naloo value things like science and technology. You may... And she looks up at the top of the freighter. You have already experienced our fighter technology firsthand.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Drua is a paradise of biogenetics and bioengineering. We are experts in the field. And to know that one of my cast was able to... She blinks a couple of times.
Yep, just... Okay.
would be a source of elation for my my tribe. Not a stigma.
Statement. Your translation cut off part of the way there, QB.
Well, some words are too titillating to repeat sometimes. That was in poor taste, I'm sorry.
Eyes kind of frown.
Zero, just to sum it up, we're going to do anything she needs.
Response. Sure. Why not?
We need to make sure that they're not easily able to track us, but damn, we don't want to blink again. Because what if they get to where we're going before we do and stop us somehow?
The Naloo value their secrecy. If they have sent a police raid after me, it will be months before they attempt again. You have to understand the existence of my kind are, for most of the galaxy, a complete secret. Because, and she motions to her brain, they can't find us.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Statement. And I suppose that if they have sent out secret police to trace her, they probably would not send another group of secret police within short order. Especially since they seem to value their secrecy.
Right, because you didn't catch that part.
I mean, it's not like the Megatol secret police. Oh wait, do you know about that?
I know many things. For most, minds are open to me.
But do you know about like the Bionic Commander?
I cannot see your mind, sir.
That's pretty good. I guess you just don't have YouTube.
I put my hand on you and I say, "Let it go. Not the time."
She looked down shamefully. I have been a fugitive for most of my life.
Not the time.
Okay.
Lyra, just one thing is... Well, many things is on my mind, but one thing that I need to ask, though, is... Whatever it was I was taking ran out over 5 days ago, and I know, and probably you do as well, that the length of time I've been taking it, if I don't have it for, I don't know, about a month, I'll probably die.
And she looks down again. The drug was effective in dealing with the pain, but I'm afraid most of its effects was placebo. It was the hypnotic suggestion that kept you intact. You'll probably have some physiological effects. I imagine you might be vomiting for the next few days, Cadix. But you'll find out that the illusion is shattered. You won't suffer much else.
Standard withdrawal.
You don't need the drug. The addiction was in your mind.
Don't know.
Oh, cool. Blimey, that's good news.
Now I can get high on crack.
Now I can get me a real addiction.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I hope you find the words, because I'll be relying on the man with the silver tongue to talk us through the matriarch.
Gross.
And she blushes as much as an orange Nalu can.
Nope. Nope. That was a sexual thing, Zero, and I don't want to explain
you
women and don't worry about it.
He made it sexual, Zero. He forgot how good of a charmer Cadex is.
You've been on YouTube, right? You've seen. Never mind.
We should probably get.
is literally the expression of what's going on.
Wait, it's in the Bionic Commit. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
So it's that guy. It's like the guy who walks on his pair.
Yeah.
Cadex has sex.
Statement. Sadly.
Well, if it's with a snake lady, so, it'd be more like snacks.
Space sex.
Or why not just sex?
Late night snacks?
Sex.
He blinks to the yellow, the thing for milk.
Now he really is Captain Kirk. He can go with other species.
Exactly. Exactly.
Superpower.
Oh my god.
So he's a cat. He's already a different species to begin with. Yeah.
We should probably get going after all. Get yes. this whole ordeal sorted.
We should.
What are the coordinates? Or, I mean, you can fly. You're in Alu. Right?
I don't think she wants to be flying.
She has psychic power. She can't fly.
Now who made the fighters? They...
I'm of the science cast, QB. Like, your friend here.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And we should probably not... I mean, trouble our guest with flying
our
ship.
Look. It was an offer of, like, an honor kind of thing. It meant a lot for me, but don't worry about it.
I will be content staying here. Like, in this room.
Okay. Yeah. I understood. I think we need to vacate a little there, guys. I think...
They're not going to have sex in the main room.
Obviously, on the captain's chair.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, maybe, like, as, like, QB's walking out, he's just like, I think
it's,
they
it's
actually.
Like that scene from Galaxy Quest where you just see the tentacle come out over
there. Yeah.
Oh, that's not right.
People don't just have sex when they see each other for the first time.
That's not what I'm saying. As QB's leaving.
Come on, guys, get a room. Oh, God. That's not.
QB gets the coordinates, is going over, and as he's leaving the room, probably says,
it's probably a good idea to give them a minute.
You have all the coordinates because the Nalu gave it to you the last time you were there. You have the location of their home world and their colonies. So you're looking for a Malik. Malik's the name of the star in the Mahar sector.
Okay,
statement. I hope it takes more than a minute.
Right there, Malik.
Oh, yeah. Malik.
Nalu.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we now?
Yeah, right before, I guess, we retire from this scene.
Oh, yeah, and we're totally, and Cadex is totally like, well, QB hasn't ashgated in that chair in a while.
Great.
3 hours!
Bug kind of pulls Cadex aside, and he...
QB's gone.
Gives him a look down, and he says, it's important and crazy that your whole family, well... I mean, big part of your family is here with us on the ship, and you haven't seen them together for a while. But we still have a lot ahead of us with, I guess, saving the whole universe. But we'll get this all sorted, and you'll have a family after. And it's great that you can go back to that when we're all done and. And you have something to go back to. It's nice to hopefully be able to see you happy and, you know, for lack of better phrasing, you know, selfish and to yourself. You can give back to your wife, I guess, at the end of the day and look after other people and retire from being a captain and babying your crew and, you know, raise Bear and be there for Lyra.
Cadex gets kind of sheepish a little bit. He kind of, like, rubs the back of his head. Mm. Kind of, like, doesn't really know what to say.
Hearing all of that from the other room, QB is pining very hard for things that he has lost.
Bug, I know how important family is to you, and my family is here on the ship. Not just Lyra. My eyes deceive me, but my heart doesn't. You guys are my family too, so.
Like midway through the sentence again, just like with QB as he was sending off Lorem, he puts his hand on his chest, hand on his shoulder, and he says, "Well, we've been here and we've been family together, and we're not going, and there's work to do, and after this is over and you retire with Lyra and Bear, we'll still be near each other. Zero will be there at the family reunions and whatnot, and maybe QB will have some kids eventually. Maybe I will, but you've learned that patience is a virtue, and as cliche as it is, there's more tough times, but you just have to wait and wait."
Well, I guess thanks for the pep talk, I suppose. I'll be going that way now. Points in a random direction.
Points towards the wall. No way.
Yeah. I'll be in my bunk. He just lays down.
And you sail for Drua?
Yeah.
How long does it take for us to sail?
I don't actually have the name of Drua down. I have the different...
Oh, it's in Malak.
The star is Malak, yeah. So there's two planets in Malak. There's Maluk and Drua.
How many days is it from here?
Hold on. 8 days.
8 days.
Not bad at all.
Then so 6 days. 6 days then, okay?
It's the 30th.
Yep.
03-30-30.
I don't know. That's why I said six.
So, during the 6 days, I'm assuming Cadix gets kind of sick.
Yeah.
Couple
trips
to the job. He's trying to get accustomed to kind of the new look of Lyra, but yes. There's no denying what he feels. So he offers his bunk to her.
Yes.
Obviously, it's not big enough for two people, let alone a snake and a cat. Okay, but he offers like this is a comfortable place to rest if you need it.
And we have the extra.
If she accepts it, he kind of goes to sleep in his captain's chair type of idea.
Right.
Fine, then after the second day of traveling, QB takes it upon himself to jury-rig the extra bunk next to that one, because we all have...
We have an extra bunk?
We have an extra bunk as a zero!
They have an extra space. Yeah. I have no use for this sleeping apparatus.
So
we may have it.
He jury-rigs it all together and makes a larger mattress out of it so the two of you can...
Yeah, we'd like... We'd like, and then we make sure to draw the curtain.
And put music on.
And QB surprises you at that.
I'm not babysitting.
Yeah. QB surprises sure. you at that. And all he says on the
don't
way
ask
out
me
is
to pick out curtains.
Just don't make too much of a mess. You're welcome. Bye. I'm gonna go fly the ship.
Why are we gonna make it weird?
I'm gonna go cook food.
No one's like that. Cadix calls you over, like maybe like the next day. Sounds like something urgent.
Okay.
And then he just goes and hugs you.
Aww.
Yeah.
For a second, QB isn't sure.
What do you
how
mean?
To
I'm giving you a hug.
How to
literally last session. My contact means nothing.
Where's the what?
QB isn't exactly sure how to take the hug for a second, so he stands there with his arms kind of like, but then after a second he does reciprocate.
As soon as he kind of goes in the hug and you do it, he kind of like backs off a little bit, gives you a pat. It's like, good show. I'll just go over that way. Bye.
That's a wall.
I meant that way. Yeah. Okay. I got captaining stuff to do. I'm sure you need to astrogate somewhere. Mm-hmm.
As you enter the Malak system, the place is swarming with carriers and fighters of all kinds and shapes and sizes. And it's not too long before one of the ships comes over to you. And a familiar sequence plays out, like the first time you encountered the Nalu, a radar dish opens on the top, and you hear, within your minds, leave this place. And there's silence. Now. Silence.
Hey, Lara, do you want to, like, leave this place?
Do you want to broadcast that we've dealt with this before? We do have a crystal fighter on our ship. Like, are they dumb?
And the radar dish closes, and then they hail the ship.
Boop. Sorry, bweep? Bweep?
I don't remember what I said.
One of the chameleon-like creatures that speak for the Nalu appears on the screen. Behind you can see there's a Nalu female sort of hunched on a chair.
This is most undesirable. We cannot compel you. What is this?
We helped you guys with the gash line. We have a crystal fighter. Like,
QB pops into frame. Like,
this is not something we haven't seen before. Do you not know who we are?
Forgive me. We do not memorize every saw that we've ever met.
What about the Hakan?
Yeah.
Also, the crystal fighter's kind of a big deal. Like, is it not?
Yeah, you might remember the escapades that assisted you with the Gashly, a.k.a. the Renegades.
We do remember such an event, though it was many months ago. My mistress tells me that we owe the Renegades a debt of gratitude for testing our new device. It has doubled our security measures. We apologize for being obtrusive, clearly. We did not recognize your ship.
That's okay. I would like to follow through with that debt of gratitude, if I may, for a bit of a personal reason.
You have lucked out. You stand before Matriarch Nalasu, one of the 12 High Elders. She is feeling surprisingly generous today, and has decided, instead of eating you, or allowing us to eat you, you may speak, and your wish shall be granted, if it is within our power.
Kavis kind of stops for a second, it's like, they wanted to eat me. Oh, I already got somebody to do that.
Mira comes into the cockpit area.
Boo.
Comes into the cockpit area. Oh, man, I just got bad.
That's what's going through Gaddock's mind.
Mira, it's QB's fault.
Mira comes into the cockpit area.
Bad influence.
And speaks. Canucks, we should request a face-to-face council with the matriarch. I think it'd be important that they see us. And she also motions to Bear together.
Oh, yeah, that might be better. Anyways, going back to the guy on the intercom. I would like to request a face-to-face with the matriarch, if I may.
I see. We would ask that your cruiser shut down its turbo laser defenses. And then we would consider it.
And Miron face palms and says, "Oh, forgive me." And she waves her hand, and the creature's taken aback.
A renegade class freighter.
Oh,
animal illusion.
That's amazing.
Wow, that would.
Yeah, we don't have it. For a second, I was like, "Wait,
what cruiser?"
What? Yeah, I was like, mm.
"Yeah, I was like, whoa."
I see. The mistress is now even more interested in speaking with you.
Hmm.
You may dock on Bay 3. The mistress will meet you in the hangar bay.
It's really good communications.
Well, if I didn't even question that, we just have what? Hyper?
I was just about to say.
Like high level lasers.
My ship doesn't have hyper lasers.
Yeah.
They're already turned lasers, off.
Yeah. We've got what? The equivalent of chain guns.
Yes,
we have two turbo lasers.
Lyra turns to each other. I'm sorry. I did not know what kind of reception we would get, and I thought potentially striking some fear might be good.
Can you turn this into like a war song?
No, too much.
Well, Lyra,
just
I need to tell you since,
of course.
Since last we
would be having this conversation.
We've had some interesting adventures, to say the least. One of them being helping out the Nalu.
That's fantastic.
Ironically enough.
How long do you think you've been around the horse hunt?
Pretty good take. Irony.
I could use an incidental, so...
Statement. I was, again, not privy to the entire conversation.
Maybe a day.
But it seems
two.
To me you are planning to go over to their ship.
Need a tram system?
Basically, the idea is that, like, me, her, him, I'll go there, and then...
It's a wall.
Caddox is miming everything. Go there after there's no wall there, and then going and talking to people and being like, hey, be better, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah. Oh. Gives you two thumbs up.
Then I should accompany you.
You're usually better with words. Are you okay?
Might be slightly flustered.
They tractor beam you in into the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Set you down gently, kind of thing. Bay pressurizes, so on and so forth.
Statement. This is a potentially dangerous situation, and it certainly would not hurt to have imminent threat.
Oh, that works too.
The matriarch walks into the hangar bay. She's 11-12 feet tall, wow. And adorned in jewelry.
Why
all
she
the way down.
Come to us? What?
Piercings and rings and necklaces of all sorts of kinds.
Very curious.
Yeah. With her are two Nalu males, both holding spears, and one of the chameleon winged creatures are in front.
I kind of turn towards Lyra. It's like, so I've never really done like in person Nalu stuff.
You've literally talked to bigger, worse people.
I've talked to them over the comms, but
no, you talked to the.
I don't know what to do in this situation.
She runs her hand down your face. Your charm, my love, is no illusion. You'll be fine.
Well, damn.
Nice.
So kind of gets up, kind of like props his coat a little bit, brushes off the non-existent dust.
Yeah.
And,
love, inspiration plus 10.
Hell yes.
20 boost dice.
All the boost
dice. You come out and down the ramp, and the Nalu are kind of bowing, and then as Lyra sort of X out, they kind of stand back and the guards lower their spears, but the matriarch waves them off.
Mm.
Greetings. You are the one they call Caddox.
Take a very large bow. I'm assuming etiquette would be appropriate at this point. Take a very large bow. That'd be me. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Normally, we do not humor intruders, but you are a special variety, and we always repay our favors to those who help our kind, whether we like it or not.
I definitely appreciate that. I'll just get straight to the point, considering your guards already kind of noticed.
Yes, you are harboring a fugitive.
I'd like to say less a fugitive and more of an important figure in my life.
How important is she to you, Hakan? For her crimes, she will be executed.
I've been brought aware that it is very... Kat's a little flustered for words right now as well. It's very difficult for the Nalu to breed? ?
I see that Lyra has filled you in on, and she gives Lyra like a death glare. Personal matters.
Well, yeah, that's exactly why we're here, and that you regard new life in such a high aspect that you could potentially drop any charges against said Nalu.
The birth of a child is part of our religion, Hakan. Where is this child that you speak of?
You kind of see this little guy right here. His name's Bear. He may not look like it, but it's me and her back there, pointing back to the ramp.
And she like does like the security guard at the border thing where she like looks at you, looks at Bear.
See, look, he even floats, and I kind of like pull him.
Okay, and it's charm battle time. So she's gonna roll charm, and you're gonna roll charm.
Oh, fun.
And may the best man or snake person win.
Now, is he gonna get a extra bonus die
for floating bear?
Because of bear.
It's just,
no, because she's not sure whether to believe him or not yet.
Yeah.
This is, do I believe that bear is actually his son? See, this is okay for the clock to ring, because this is nice. Holy.
It's like one of my favorite noises in the world.
Yeah. Clock chime?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Whoops.
This 12-hour video of clock chiming brought to you by...
Oh, boy. The clock chiming channel?
It's like the fireplace.
It's an infinite live stream.
Huh.
Noisier.
Five success, one advantage.
Damn,
one despair and one despair.
Damn.
Smoke me. I got a blank, and then some bad rolls.
I also rolled a blank.
You're also good. A good roll.
Yeah. Not a good roll. The Nalu's eyes widen surprise, say... I am inclined to believe you, Hakan. You understand, to seal the deal, we will have to take a DNA sample of your child and compare it to that of Lyra's.
I fully understand, and to be completely honest, I would not ask this as a favor to speak to you if it wasn't of the utmost importance.
If what you say is true, we cannot kill Lyra, or... she must raise her brood. And that is our number one law in Nalu society. Family is important, isn't it, Hakan? Do you not agree?
Well, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for, well, Bear right here. Kind of plops him back on his shoulder. And, well, that lady back there. So... yeah, I'd say it has at least some sort of importance.
The next few minutes work like clockwork. They bring out like a couple of vials, and they do a little thing on Lyra. They do a little thing on Bear. I guess somebody holds him still.
Stab Bear.
Bear's a really good.
And they take him back to the lab, and then about half an hour later they come back, and then I'll tell you that they've confirmed it. Obviously, no surprise to you, and.
Good bioengineering.
Or maybe it is a little bit surprised to you that it's confirmed. It really is.
Yeah, it's that kind of put the nail in the coffin. It was like, oh.
This really is your child.
This is actually real.
Yeah.
This is real.
The Nalu matriarch decrees that she will reduce the charge from execution for fugitiveness to smuggling goods off-world, and she even drops the whole idea about there being illegal medical supplies, and reduces the charge to a 5 million credit fine.
Well, Lyra's got money to pay, she said.
She did say that.
She did say money isn't an issue. I'm just
saying. She didn't say money isn't an issue. She said she had money. She just got 5 million.
Okay. How much does she got?
100K. Oh,
the man in the relationship is supposed to be the provider.
Well, look at this.
For my entire life, I've been trying to swindle, been trying to trade and get the best deals out of it, but quite frankly, he's just kind of saying this after like 5 million. But I think out of all of that, 5 million is probably the best deal I can make in order to have a life. So I'm definitely up for paying that.
And then I'll send you on your way, and you... you begin to depart the Malik system.
Yay.
And I think we'll resolve the finer details next time.
Yeah.
But I think for now, I think we'll call it an evening.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Query. So you are to become a permanent part of our crew. Welcome to our family.
Well.
Query. Why do you never speak to me?
Stop ignoring me.
She should get one of those little chameleon guys to come with them too.
Yeah.
Oh, Bear's gonna get old enough soon.
Yeah. Next session, Bear levitates QB up and down.
Yeah! I can finally do planetary space without having to have a jetpack.
Okay.
You can fly like a real boy.
Da, da, da.
And that's that. Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Richard, player QB Fox and producer of the Twilight Imperium Renegades podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single view, every single download. If you want to start a direct dialogue with us, go to twitter.com/TMRenegades or use the hashtag TMRenegades, which we also track, and talk to us. Send us a couple messages because we want your input. We want to know what's good, what's bad, and we want to know how much you're enjoying the show. We really appreciate these comments, so send them in. This is a original story written by Nathaniel Kiefer and produced again by Richard Jealousy. Twilight Imperium Renegades is set in a universe created by Christian T. Peterson for the Twilight Imperium set of board games, produced by Fantasy Flight Games. Twilight Imperium 4th Edition is out on the market. Pick it up. It's an 8-hour long board game, but trust me, it's the best board game we've ever played, and clearly we want to share that with you guys because, well, we made this whole podcast in that universe, so that's pretty cool. Music is produced by Maxo. You can find them at levelmusicmaxo.bandcamp.com. Songs used in this show are Frozen Foot, Vast Space, and Breakneck Subway. The cast of Twilight Imperium Renegades is Nathaniel Kiefer as the GM and every other character that is not our main party, Christopher Kiefer as Divides by Zero, Philip Zivkov as Bug, Kirk Dawson as Captain Caddix, and Richard Jellison as QB Fox.